Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large destructive tornado struck the east side of New Orleans on Tuesday evening, causing severe damage and killing at least one person in the St. Bernard Parish area. A Storyful social media user describes his experience.
I was just driving in the tornado just now. They had two explosions went off. I see just swarming and spinning around. You heard me? I make the U-turn right here and go clean towards the city, you heard me? Man, that's crazy.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's first full day of questioning featured explanations of her approach as a judge, discussions of legal concepts, and defense of her soft-on-crime sentencing record. A Supreme Court nominee confirmation continues today. After getting through a difficult winter near the Pacific Coast, Lewis and Clark leave behind Fort Clatsop and head east for home on this day in 1806. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The woman accused of fatally shoving an 87-year-old New York City voice coach, Barbara Gustern, to the ground, causing her death several days later, has turned herself into police. 26-year-old Lauren Pazienza will face first-degree manslaughter and second-degree assault charges. America's economy is struggling with inflation, and no one is exempt.
Americans are getting increasingly concerned about rising costs for goods like gas and food. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, accuses Democrats of not addressing inflation.
Unfortunately, Washington Democrats' response to these hardships has been as misguided as the war on American energy and runaway spending that helped create them.
The Biden administration says Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused the latest spike in oil prices and has called on Congress to pass the president's Build Back Better Act. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Taliban on Wednesday backtracked on their promise that high schools would be open for girls, now say they will remain closed until a plan is drawn up in accordance with Islamic law for them to reopen. Teachers and students from three high schools around the capital of Kabul, Afghanistan, said girls had returned in excitement to campuses this morning, but were ordered to go home. Now that the Hunter Biden laptop has been proven authentic, Democrat politicians and mainstream media lied to protect their guy, candidate Joe Biden. Former Representative Doug Collins, Republican from Georgia, on Newsmax Tuesday, said that the New York Times sat on the Hunter Biden laptop story for 18 months because doing so served a political purpose. Collins said that the Times had an agenda that would never be tolerated anywhere else.
And number one, they have an agenda that really would never be tolerated anywhere else. This is what's disturbing to me. As someone who's lived through that, who kept saying, look, the laptop is real. We kept saying there's a connection with Ukraine. We kept saying that Biden had these issues. We kept saying that the Russian fake disinformation campaign was false. The dossier, the impeachment, the sham impeachment. We were the ones to be made fun of. But I'll tell you right now, we were right. And what's happening now is what should be more disturbing than anything is the New York Times is now saying that, yeah, it's real, but they're doing it about 18 months too late because they took information that they held and they held it for a political purpose, for a political reason, to gain a political outcome.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, as we have been insisting all along, is that it is time for America to return to first principles that started this whole thing, this great American idea, and this democracy, the light on a shining hill that Ronald Reagan referred to. And it's as if it's almost turning into a bit of a strobe light. You know, those of us who believe in our godly heritage are turning the light on, and those who are antithetical to that, that want us, like in the book of Romans, the first chapter, want us to exchange the truth for a lie, keep flipping the switch. And so you get kind of a bit of a desperate Morse code signal, so to speak, that's going out amongst the nations. And it's no wonder that they're losing faith and confidence in America at a time when they need it most, as we're on the brink, potentially, of World War III. My good friend Ken Klein joins us now. Ken is a filmmaker, author, explorer, an athlete, and a pastor, a godly man. And he, like I... like myself, we've been struggling with the events that are happening all around us and saying, God, where is your will in this? You know, Ken, I was sharing with a group of men a couple of weeks ago that my prayer, you know, it's one thing to pray God, you know, pray God's will be done. And I don't mean to set that aside. That's most critical. But we need to really apprehend these times and be aligned with God's intent, lest we be like Peter, who told Jesus that, no, you don't have to go to the cross. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan, because he was out of step and not in alignment with God's purposes. And right now, here we are faced, as I said, on the brink of World War III. What is God's purpose and what should our prayer be in light of what he has already told us would be happening in his word?
Oh, wow. Do we have enough time on this show to talk this one through? Father, thank you for Bill and his program, and I just pray from your mighty throne, and I don't want this to be hyperbole or cliche, but send to everybody that's listening a measure of light so that they can see as you see. For you asked us to pray, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in the heavens. So show us the heavens so we might see how to see on earth. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
You know, if I may, wanted to talk about Revelation 14:9. It says, then another angel, a third one, followed them, saying with a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast and his image and receives a mark on his forehead or on his hand, he also will drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is mixed in full strength. So we are pretty much clued in on the mark of the beast. We're watching all of these things, this whole thing being phased in. But what about the image of the beast? You know, how are we supposed to understand this? Well, we find a very amazing thing said in Revelation 5. It says, "Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals." What are we supposed to make of this scroll flying through the air written on both sides? Well, then it follows all of these things that break forth on the earth, all of it. But there's writings on the outside and on the inside. So what we're seeing now is the writing, handwriting, but the writing on the outer side of the scroll. The inner side is a whole other story, which probably down the road you and I can talk about this in another sense. But all right. of the seals and all the things we see there are written on the outside of that scroll, which is an amazing insight into something that probably has never been spoken before. So what does it mean then about this image of the beast spoken in the 14th chapter of Revelation? Well, this has to be understood when we go back to the 13th chapter. And remember, Revelation isn't fundamentally written in the way we understand time. It's snippets here, and it's like pieces in a puzzle. We get a grasp of something here, something there. There is some chronology to it, but we overthink it as human beings because we don't understand the spiritual realm very well as human beings. Right. But when you look at chapter 13, it talks about a second beast coming up out of the earth. And it says it has all the power of the first beast. So they're different than each other. They're not the same thing. Mm-hmm. Most theologians right. say, well, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and the beast are all the same thing. They're not. They're different entities. Mm-hmm. But this false prophet has two horns, and a horn in the Bible, we see the horns of the altar, we relate to powers and angels and kings. And it's again reiterated as we look at the beast that of the Medo-Persian Empire has two horns. So horns represent kings or kingdoms. So this false prophet is not an anthropomorphization of this entity. It's something in the spiritual dimension that has power. And that second beast, which is called the false prophet, which simply means pseudo-prophetes, a false messenger, uses three signs or three powers to deceive the whole world. It calls down fire, it makes an image that speaks, and it makes a mark without which nobody can buy or sell. We kind of see the third one coming upon the earth in a whole new money system, the economies of the world breaking down. But what about this image of the beast? So it's an image of this beast that has seven heads and ten horns, which stretches back to the Egyptian Empire. And those empires are Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece. They all gone. And then the sixth was the Roman Empire. And that stretched all the way up to England and France. And those are the vassal states of the ten horns that are represented on that beast. So this image of the beast is a representation in some form of that seven-headed beast. And I go into great detail in my book about this and in a film that's just free on my website. So anybody wants to see it, they can get it for free, Ken Klein Productions. But getting back to this image, what could it be? It says that this entity of two horns, two-horned characterization of powers, creates this image, and it says it gives it life or new. It gives it spirit. Mm-hmm. So not to be misunderstood, that it actually speaks and it deceives the whole world. These powers. Well, clearly the fire from heaven isn't to be some throwback to Elijah. It's military high tech power that is brought down on the earth. Fire from the heavens. Mm-hmm. So. What about this image, then? What is this? Well, it gives it life, and it says it has all the authority of the first beast. Now, the word authority there is not the word dunamis or dynamite that comes from,
What raised Jesus from the dead, right?
It's legal power. It's the word exousia, not dunamis. And so it has legal power, and it has all the legal power of that first beast, which stretches back 5,000 years all the way to the Egyptian Empire. And that whole expanse of time or history is called by Jesus the times of the Gentile. So the Gentile world powers are controlling the world from the Egyptian time all the way to the end. So we're still in the times of the Gentiles, and yet now this whole thing comes up, and it's controlling the whole world. world through this image. And it says it deceives the whole world by the image that speaks.
Exactly. And got to go to break, Ken. Let's hit a pause button. We'll pick it up from there. We get, come back. More from Ken Klein after this.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. WallOfFire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with my good friend Ken Klein. The thing about prophecy is we know in part, we prophesy in part, and as Ken and I were talking off air, you know, God will pull back and reveal to us at that time when we need to understand certain aspects that come up in the book of Revelation. And this is what happened with Ken. He sent me a text that, Bill, I just have been really moved by Revelation 14:9, and God is showing me some new wisdom and understanding. And I said, let's get on the air. Let's talk about this. And we put it out there, again, understanding that we know in part, we prophesy in part, we're being faithful to what God has given to us. And he gives us prophecy so that we would not be surprised, we wouldn't be deceived, that we are, knowledgeable participants in the final chapter of what's coming, full speed ahead here, Ken Klein.
Yeah, I think that Jesus rebuked the Corinthians twice. And he said to these guys, they were following different leaders and teachers and so forth. And he said, I want you to don't follow even me. Follow my faith. Follow faith. He said, you're living as mere men. And you're looking at things outwardly. Mm-hmm. So he was rebuking them because their focus wasn't on faith and the Father and Jesus and the throne of God. It was on the outward world. Now, the image of the beast is something that everybody worships. They worship it. Now, we don't worship the image of the beast, but the word worship there is the word proskuneo. It just means to bow your knee, to submit. And when you listen and look at these signs that have deceived the whole world, then you go, well, what is this image of the beast? And it's clearly the media. Everybody has got their phones. Everybody's straining to find out information about what's going to happen in Ukraine and Zelensky and Putin, and we're going to have World War III. And everybody's focused on the outer world, the very thing that Paul rebuked all of the Corinthians for. We're very carnal in trying to understand what's going on through the circumstances of this life. Now, the word prophecy is really interesting. It really doesn't mean just foretelling the future. It means foretelling. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So many things are given in Revelation are prophecies of the future, but they're also the foretelling of the whole person of Jesus Christ. So we can't be so caught up with looking for signs. The greatest sign, Jesus said, was don't be deceived. Many will come in my name saying this and that. There is a teacher that came on just the other day that's renowned that said, oh, I don't sin anymore. I'm a righteous person, and I don't sin. I'm going, well, you don't understand who you are. Everybody falls into sin. That's why Jesus said, I forgive you 70 times 7. Why would he do that? Why would he say that if we don't stumble in our flesh? Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between the carnal man, the flesh man, and the spiritual man. And that's very clear. So we live in this dichotomy of self. We have an inner man that's to be renewed day by day, and there's the outer man that's perishing. I'm 76. I can't even believe I'm 70. My body's falling apart. I mean, that's not who I am, and that's why I do what I do. I try to give people a sense of a perspective from angel eyes, or the eyes of the angels, and the eyes of those who want to impart knowledge to us from the spiritual dimension. And that's what God's trying to develop in us, is faraway vision. And that's why dealing with this and helping people see, like, don't you understand that isn't to say we shouldn't be aware of what's going on, but we're so caught up with the media. I mean, it's incredible.
Yes, exactly. No doubt.
God is not an American. I mean, America's fallen into darkness. Jesus said, nighttime comes when no man can work. That isn't just for the rest of the world. It's for us, too. So we're dealing with the prince of the power of the air, who has an intelligence way beyond what we can understand, that can hack our psyche. I mean, he can hack our psyche with noemas, or which are fiery darts that come into our mind. We don't even know how to discern it. So we're living in a terrible time of darkness on the planet, and the Lord's trying to prepare us for something that was prophesied in the book of Isaiah. He said to us, have not I called you that I might establish the heavens? And so when you look at that prayer, the Lord's Prayer, it says there, and in the Hebrew, the Greek, I should say, it says, hallowed be thy name on earth as it is in the heavens. The word there is the heavens. It's plural. So there's heavens. Mm-hmm. David said, Father, how can you? I build a house for you. You can't even dwell in this house, let alone the heaven above the heavens. So Paul was caught up to the third heavens, which means there was a first and a second. So we don't even understand the whole idea of the heavens. But I believe it's the universal construction. We have trillions of galaxies, and it's amazing that we are called to go establish the heavens. That's amazing destiny for us. Are we prepared
exactly
for this? Are we prepared? Yeah. And so I do the work I do. I've written this book recently. It's coming out soon on Amazon called The Mystery of You. It really nails this down. Like Jesus said, quoting Psalms 82, Psalms 82 says, have not I called you that? No, excuse me. He says, you're walking as mere men, but I say you're Elohim. But you will die as mere men. Are we in that situation where we're so into the flesh, so into walking as mere men that we don't understand our calling? And I think that's the case, and I'm worried about this for many people. So anyway, that's the way to look at Revelation 14:9. The image of the it's clearly the media that's deceiving the whole world.
Exactly. Ken, what comes to mind immediately is, God's warning to us, to your point, is that my people perish for lack of revelation. And that revelation, and some have said for lack of knowledge, but it's really, it's revelation, which is the revelatory word of God. So if you're not, visiting the heavenlies and going in the throne room of God to get discernment, then you're going to remain in the flesh and you're going to fall victim and say, what the heck happened here? It's because, your eyes are focused on the wrong thing. And that's what you're saying. So I hope people are making note of your admonition here, because this is really valuable right now, because it's easy to get distracted, as you say, by the media and the things, the cultural devices that are taking our eyes off the glory of the Lord.
It's important to remember that Jesus said, I come to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. And that's an interesting thing about the fire, because the fire is this world, and it burns you, and it'll burn you really bad if you keep focused on it too much. The fire, Jesus is in the fire, but he's here with us. But if we focused on the flames, which is the outer world and all the confusion and chaos that's happening in the world now, it won't benefit us unless we're turning to the Lord in prayer and worshiping him and his word. So we can't be overly focused on the outer world. We have to understand that his kingdom is within. And don't forget, Jesus said, many will come in my name, saying these are the times. Mm-hmm. He was talking eschatologically. And the greatest time, I think, that he refers to is the 10 virgins. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. And the foolish ones did not put on the nature of Christ. They were virgins for sure, but they weren't ready to meet the Lord. And most of the time we think of meeting the Lord as when he returns, but it's actually, it's all the time, because we're living in darkness. We're living in the midnight hour, and we need to meet the Lord every day in the spiritual dimension and to be people of the Spirit of God and not of the world. But yet people are so focused because of the media. This image of the beast is perplexing the world, and we're straining to figure it out, but it's like we're hitting a glass ceiling, and we need to get beyond just our traditional Christian doctrines and see deeper into the scripture.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you and I, like you said, we could spend hours on this. So I don't even want to begin to open up that door, because there is no way in 10 seconds or 15 seconds we're going to be able to get to it. So, Ken Klein, you're a blessing. Thank you so much for being with us. How can people be in touch with you?
They can go to my website, just type in Ken Klein. I come up first in the search engines, click on it. You can get my film there, and it'll help give you an overview.
COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep.
They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large destructive tornado struck the east side of New Orleans on Tuesday evening, causing severe damage and killing at least one person in the St. Bernard Parish area. A Storyful social media user describes his experience.
I was just driving in the tornado just now. They had two explosions went off. I see just swarming and spinning around. You heard me? I make the U-turn right here and go clean towards the city, you heard me? Man, that's crazy.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's first full day of questioning featured explanations of her approach as a judge, discussions of legal concepts, and defense of her soft-on-crime sentencing record. The Supreme Court nominee confirmation continues today. After getting through a difficult winter near the Pacific coast, Lewis and Clark leave behind Fort Clatsop and head east for home on this day in 1806. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, good to have you here with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Hey, the archive of all these great interviews with these guests, I mean, we're not about 8-second sound bites. We're doing our part, I believe, what we're called to do, and that is to give you smart talk, give you something that's going to expand your intelligence, cause you to ask critical questions. Just don't take our word for it. I mean, you know, we've got great guests, like I said, and hopefully they're piquing your interest and your mind to do the next responsible thing, and that is discern for yourself what is most important and what the truth is, because as we're hearing now, most notably, is that people have their doubts and they're a bit confused. This is what happens in the absence of truth. You give rise to confusion. And we don't need to be confused right now, especially in light of what this world is facing, a potential World War III. We need to have the whole truth and nothing but, wouldn't you agree? Well, Deja Edwards is joining us in just a moment. She's an author of Mama, I Want to Be Like You, God's Lent Child, and Honor Yourself. And we're going to be talking about the second largest illegal industry worldwide. Deja Edwards, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. I'm honored to be on your show.
Well, I'm honored to have you here, but please call me Bill if you would, okay?
Okay, Bill.
That would honor me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
In light of what's going on right now with our open borders that seems to be exacerbating, we've been reporting on this a long time. This is even before the borders, you know, have become so porous, because it's as if human trafficking has just received a windfall boom because of the open borders. Certainly, you know, the breakdown of the family, U.S. family, has been problematic. Fatherlessness has all added to this incredible worldwide industry and illegal activity that, you know, and I think about the young people, the children, Deja, and the families that are affected by it. I mean, I come from
a Hispanic community where family is so important to us. And to have someone missing at the dinner table is heartbreaking. And more people of all cultures are appreciating that life is most important. But we have been we've been confused, we've been lied to, and the full impact and understanding of human trafficking, we just can't fathom because we don't hear about it. I mean, you know, when you hear stories that here you got human trafficking happening in your own neighborhood, you know, for 10 years and you didn't know anything about it, you go, how could this be? But this is where we are right now, right?
You're absolutely right. And that's mainly why I wrote my latest book, Shattered Innocence, because I wanted people to be aware that this isn't a third world issue anymore. It's happening right here. And the predators are not only on the internet, but these boys between 18 and 25 are being paid $20,000 to get a girl for these trafficking organizations. But as parents need to set a high standard of love in their home. They need to teach their children between real love and empty promises that they'll be enticed with these predators. They need to talk openly about sex trafficking and warn them about the dangers that are out there. Monitor their social media account. Yeah, exactly. I'm very, very pleased that Ashton Kutcher right now has a ministry here in California, and what he's doing is he's monitoring the internet and giving the information to law enforcement officers out here.
Yes. Well, this is important, and of course, we see whenever you have a disruption like we have right now, what, over 4 million people have migrated out of their home country in Ukraine. What is this going to do in terms of exacerbating the human trafficking and sex trafficking of young girls?
Well, unfortunately, you know, the obstacles that are in the way, you know, laws of sex trafficking have gone up, but the number of traffickers who are prosecuted hasn't. Unfortunately, laws are useless unless they're enforced. And what we need to do is we need to be aware of this. We need to know what to look for when someone's being trafficked, because these traffickers are experts in manipulation. They know how to exploit any need that they encounter. This is their full-time job.
Exactly. And this is amazing. You know, here it is, out of the convenience and all that's being pushed, you know, on our culture regarding the internet. This has been just a welcome wagon for these kind of perpetrators, because it brings them into the bedrooms of our children, and we don't even know what's going on. And let's face it, you know, like all kids can have a good day and a bad day, and if they have a string of bad days and think that suddenly their hope needs to be directed through some sweet-sounding voice or connection that they've had on the internet, wow, I mean, these predators will come after the kids. And I think we underestimate how evil they are, because there's just something, you know, Deja, I don't know about this culture. We have been disconnected from the reality of evil.
You're absolutely right. And what I tell parents is when you warn your children about the dangers of these predators out there, let them know that they can talk to you. Be attentive. You know, if someone hurts you or touches you in a way that makes you feel uncomfortable, let your children know that they can talk to you. Also, I tell parents to look for things, items that children may have, phones, clothing, that they have no idea how they got these items, or if their children are spending extra time on the internet. You know, they need to monitor these things. And the most important thing is to have these children know that they can pray for these people that are enslaved.
Exactly.
You know, acknowledge the suffering of the young people who are being trafficked and place hope in God, who wants freedom for all the oppressed out there.
Yeah, you know, recent events should have opened our eyes in such a way that would have caused us to react. But typical of every kind of news cycle, it comes and goes. And what I'm referring to is Jeffrey Epstein. and what he was able to do, and it's like, okay, it was almost like, all right, supposedly he commits suicide in jail, supposedly, all right, we'll set that aside, and somehow that just kind of meant what was all over. You know, Jeffrey Epstein's gone, so that doesn't, are you kidding me? I mean, there are stories. I live in Florida, Deja, and I hear stories of sex camps where young girls are, you know, constricted into a sex camp, and they will have as many as 20 altercations in the morning. They do give them a lunch break, and then in the afternoon, they're back to another 20 sessions of sex interactions. These young girls that are happening in the United States of America, because we just, you know, somehow we're accommodating evil, and we're not being serious about, about protecting the women and the young girls. And I say that, it's interesting, because on one hand we have hashtag Me Too and all this sensitivity about women, and then on the other hand it's gone, hello, I mean, we've got human sex trafficking taking place with young girls, young boys as well, because they'll make a profit on whatever way they can, and these kids end up getting trapped. And it's much easier when they come across the border illegally, because these coyotes and the cartels have them so backed in a corner and threatened. They tell them, say, look, you've got to participate, because if you don't, then we're going to go back and we're going to hurt your parents back in Mexico or wherever, you know, wherever they came from, right?
You're absolutely right. And in my book, Shattered Innocence, I talked about that the girl who was trafficked, they threatened to go after her little brother. And that's the only reason that she cooperated with them until she escaped. But like you said, people like Jeffrey Epstein, you know, they're often protected because of what they, who they know and what they know. You know, to stop trafficking, we've got to have a demand that these laws, you know, are enforced. You know, not, you know, the exploitation of children is just ridiculous.
Exactly.
I live in West Beach.
Okay, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We come back. More from Deja after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, you think of people all over the world that are being repressed, being persecuted. The Uyghurs in East Turkestan, in China, East China. It is so heartbreaking to think of what the human condition is and what humans can do to other humans. And, of course, we're seeing it on full display with what's happening with Russia as they attack Ukraine. And but our hope is God. And that's what we need to hold on to, right? Deja Edwards is with us right now. She's author of the book, Shattered Innocence. Also, Deja, before we pick up from our last conversation, another book that has my interest is the one about the Lent child. We're halfway through Lent, a little more than halfway, as we prepare for Easter, the single biggest event, I believe, in human history, with the death and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Just summarize that and bless our audience with what you communicated in your book, The Lent Child.
God's Lent Child is a compilation of 7 women's stories who have lost or nearly lost a child. It's to give hope and healing to these parents so that they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they will see their child one day again, whether that child has unfortunately been aborted, miscarried, stillbirth. That child is in the hands of Jesus. Once that child leaves this earth, it's in the hands of a loving God. And that's what I wanted to do. Actually, the first chapter was about my own daughter, who actually was in the hospital for 9 months when she was born. And she actually died in the hospital, but the Lord brought her back. And, you know, for 2 years, it was touch and go with her. So I know the pain that a parent feels when a child is lost, but a child is never lost. God lends us a child for a time. We need to be ready to relinquish that child back to God when he calls that child home.
And like the song says, sometimes you just haven't seen it because we deal with our human flesh and we see it, as Ken Klein was saying earlier, we see it by our 5 senses. But we have that spiritual sense that takes us to the next level as God's chosen people. Jehovah Makedesh, the God who has set us aside and sanctified us. And if we lean into that, then we're able to understand the revelatory word of God. We look at current events a little bit differently. We bless others differently. Our families are strengthened as a result. And we do what God has purposed for our lives in a very powerful and dramatic way, because we're doing it consistent with God's will, right?
That's right. And, you know, the total message of God is he's a God of restoration. He can take the broken pieces of your life.
Yes.
In all my books, that's my passion, to bring that message of restoration, reconciliation, that no matter what broken things have happened in your life, whatever you've been through does not define you. You're defined by who God says you are. You are his masterpiece. So he can take the broken pieces, the fear, the shame, whatever you've been through, and transform you into a victorious, free individual, because you are a forgiven daughter of the King.
Amen. And I'd say a forgiven son as well,
That's right.
Exactly. It is, and God understands genders, by the way. He's not confused.
That's right.
You know, one of those big lies that are happening right now in the culture, which is incredible. But it goes back to the big lie that happened in heaven between Adam and Eve, and what Satan said. You know, did God really say? And Satan has not stopped. He wants to do everything he can to discredit God and invalidate God's purposes. But we need to be mindful of whose voice we're listening to. Jesus said it very clearly, that my sheep hear my voice. And you've got to know that Satan is nonstop. He wants to do everything he can do to get between you and God and stop you from realizing your spiritual destiny. And, you know, and some of this involves, it's critical, our participation in this is critical for our salvation. That's why we work it out fearfully, right?
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And, you know, the biggest thing with the craziness in the world, I think it's opened our eyes to be aware of the evil. It's so close right now that we need to be the army of God standing up against the evil, especially with the children, what they're trying to do to our children.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a public school instructor, I mean, you bring this, you know, understanding and experience aligned against this movement that has happened in public education today. And the response has been that many parents have decided, look, I'm getting my kids out of public schools and I'm homeschooling. Look at the growth of homeschooling that has just risen so dramatically in the last couple of years. And I guess we can thank COVID for that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Our church is starting a community school next year because so many parents want out of this, you know, part homeschool and part at the school with education. But like you said, as a public school teacher, especially middle school and high school teacher, I saw the vulnerability of these girls. I saw when summertime came, they'd show me, oh, look, here's these modeling jobs on the Internet. You know, anything to draw these girls in, you know, and these traffickers see the vulnerability of these girls. They're grooming them. They come across as friendly and trustworthy and shower them with attention and affection and false promises to hook them. But as parents, as grandparents, we need to love these children. We need to give them the attention. I know it's hard with the way things are financially in the world. Two parents have to work. But we've got to love our children. We've got to talk to them. We've got to be attentive.
Yeah, without a doubt. And you'd be surprised. That doesn't take a lot of money and a lot of finances. It just takes time, right? It takes intentionality, right?
You're absolutely right. I grew up in a whole different world where my mother stayed home. I came home for lunch. She was there. Mm-hmm. It's a different world. I could walk home from school.
Yes.
So just we need to be aware that not everybody out there is a good guy. You know, there's these people lurking for our children. And I just went to a meeting here in California, and they shared that from San Bernardino to Las Vegas is the biggest corridor for trafficking right now. And they told us that the FBI and the Sheriff's Department and all that were at this meeting said, if there is a motel in your town, there's a trafficking incident going on.
Wow. Think about that. That's incredible. No wonder 4 million victims of sex trafficking happen globally. 4 million. And that's probably, you know, an estimate more than a hard number, isn't it?
That's right. And the shocking thing is that the median age for trafficking these young people is between 12 and 14. We actually saw an interview with a 12-year-old girl who had been trafficked for 2 years. It was heartbreaking. They're stealing these children's childhood.
Hence your book, Shattered Innocence. I mean, to think that a 12-year-old is being sex trafficked when she should be, you know, home with her family, going to school, yes, dealing with some peer pressure and some of the inconvenience that happens along the way of life. But nobody in a million years would think that you would steal this young girl's innocence just so that she could be trafficked and abused by older men. I mean, it's disgusting, you know, what is happening. But that is the evil that lurks all around. Deja, what was it that drew you into the issue of sex trafficking? What happened that you said, look, I have got to, you know, I've got to combat, as much as it would count on you, I've got to do something about it. What happened?
Well, I was at a writer's event, and they talked about writing about issues. And God brought back to my memory about an issue. When I was in my early 20s, I had met someone who had escaped from trafficking. Actually, her dad was a senator under the Kennedy administration. And the shame and the guilt and all the things I saw with this young girl, I kept telling her to go home, and she said, I can't. How can I face my mother after the things that I've done? And we lost contact with each other. 3 years later, I get a call from her, and she says, guess what? I'm going home.
Oh, wow.
And I said to her, Lynette, you know, that was her name, but I changed the name in the book. Mm. I said, what happened? She said one word, Bill, Jesus.
Wow.
Mm. So that's what I want. You know, my book doesn't focus on the horror of trafficking. It focuses on the restoration and how God can take that individual who's been broken and gone through this, and he can use her to help other people. You know, and these girls, once they find forgiveness through Christ, they can identify with a suffering Christ who is innocent and violated, and who can also identify with all their pain and all their brokenness. And there is hope.
What a great story. And there are so many stories like that that abound because that's our Lord. That's our God. He's in the redeeming business, is he not?
You're absolutely right. So mm-hmm. My takeaway from this book is be aware, warn your children. Don't scare them, but let them know that not everybody out there is a good guy. But also
exactly.
Let them know that there's hope. There's hope.
Amen.
For Christ.
Deja Edwards, thank you.
About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN